broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February 25th. In the year of our Lord, 2015, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. In the traditions of our founders, it's incredibly simple. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. We believe the blueprint for liberty is the answer. We don't need a revolution, but we do need a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome back to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. A quick recap of yesterday's show. It was Kirk Crosby's birthday. Just got to say that. Kirk Crosby getting old, ladies and gentlemen. So wish him a happy birthday and get a hold of him and take the scientifically backed free vigor test and buy some raw honey along your way and talk to him about Patriot Printing. If you need a print job done and become part of the Give Me Liberty Fund, GiveMeLibertyFund.com, and get it all done. If you want to get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Without further ado, the recap of yesterday's broadcast. We talked about they claim Rand Paul misleads with statements on NIH. That's the National Institutes of Health. And fruit flies. But the bottom line is the reporter at the bottom of the article admits they have ties to the people that received the funding. And when you really dig in, you find out they're playing games with what Rand Paul said. Anyway, the bottom line is you can't trust the mainstream press, folks. They manipulate. Their headline and the story just are not even congruent with one another. We also talked about CNN's Sally Cohen. She says, I'm gay and I want my daughter to be gay too. She admits even most of her liberal friends consider this warped. The problem is her daughter's 6 years old. Sally wants her daughter to be a lesbian, but her daughter kind of is taking an interest in boys. And she doesn't know what to do. First off, the daughter is six, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think that we ought to be immersing our children into sexual discussions or sexual issues. At that age, that's a problem in and of itself. But in addition to that, in my opinion, serious concern, is it going to be okay, Sally, if your daughter has her choice? What if she chooses to be one of those heterosexuals? What if she chooses to get married to a man and pledge fidelity to him and only him? And with a single one-man, one-woman marriage, they bring babies into the world and they have a traditional Christian home. Would that be acceptable, Sally? Are you okay with that, what do they call it, pro-choice idea? Ooh, wow. I wonder if Sally would be fit to be tied or what she'd do. We also talked about these fantastic 16 snow shovelers. Yeah, they, busted out and shoveled over 50 driveways. They got up before everybody else and got it done. They just said they wanted to pay it forward, no agenda. They were offered money. They turned it down. They were offered hot chocolate, and since they were cold after shoveling, they said thank you and drank some hot chocolate. Ladies and gentlemen, we need copycat acts like that, don't we? I guess there's a UN chief, or the UN climate chief, I guess you ought to say. I didn't know we had a climate chief at the UN. I don't know how you say the name. Rajendra Pajori, I guess, investigated about sexual harassment. America shouldn't tolerate Joe Biden being Biden. Joe Biden and why touchy-feely men should back off. The Guardian wrote an article about that. They nailed it. That was all in 1 hour of the broadcast. We talked a lot about Joe Biden yesterday and his abuse of women, his putting his hands all over them, his making inappropriate comments, whispering in their ears, especially when it's somebody's daughter, somebody's wife. I mean, it's just belligerent. And Jim Clymer, ConstitutionParty.com, joined us for the second hour. What are we going to do about creepy Uncle Joe? And that's a big situation. What are we going to do? Joe Biden flat out needs to be fired, ladies and gentlemen. He's out of control. We talked about, is the party over? talked about people have free association, and there's nothing wrong with parties. There's nothing wrong with unions. There's nothing wrong with people joining groups to advocate for a cause, to stand behind an idea, a platform, a statement of belief, whatever you want to call it. The issue needs to be free association. And the problem with parties are when government decides to give those parties special privileges, money, protection. The list goes on and on. We talked about Alaska leads states in, quote, well-being. West Virginia comes in last. We talked about Michael Jordan, maybe 51 years old now. But, man, he's still got games. They say his wife. I don't really understand what this is. They say his wife is a hot tie. Is that how you say that, Kurt? What does that mean?
Well, they call it hottie.
Oh, a hottie. All right. Well, I don't want to really refer to somebody's wife as a hottie.
I know.
But okay.
I'm just telling you what the headline.
Her name is Yvette Prieto. Or Prieto, I guess is how you say it. She was a fantastic dancer, I guess. We also talked about tiny houses get cheaper and smaller. We talked about James O'Keefe. He says, I'm afraid for my life. Journalist is going to release a bombshell story, InfoWars. We also talked about Rudy Giuliani clarifies comments and says Barack Obama has been influenced by communism and socialism. Imagine a statement like that coming from a Rudy Giuliani of all people. Governor Scott Walker. I don't know whether Obama's a Christian or not. Everybody's wondering about these guys, that's for sure, and you can't blame them. Nevertheless, I'm not so sure that the people making accusations about others is healthy. In other words, Giuliani calling somebody a communist and a socialist? Wow. Look in the mirror, Rudy. That's pretty rude, you know. And Jim Clymer wrapped up the hour yesterday by saying, look, I think we ought to discuss issues, not attack people. And, Kurt, I've said that literally forever. We need to focus on issues, not attack people. Look. Barack is wrong when he promotes the principles of communism or socialism. So is Rudy Giuliani, and so is Scott Walker or anybody else who promotes those principles. When somebody gets it right, we need to call it right, no matter who says it or who does it. When it's wrong, we need to call it wrong. We need to be based on and rooted in principle, that's for sure. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. News the networks refused to use today starts now. Welcome to the broadcast, Kurt Cosby, and hope you had a delightful birthday, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam. Yeah, it was good.
Excellent. Okay. Glad to hear it. All right, Kurt, there's sex discussed everywhere all the time in society now, and it's tragic. Nevertheless, we talked yesterday significantly about Joe Biden and his touchy-feely, et cetera, stuff. Now that people are criticizing Joe Biden, we must do a flashback, and our buddy Ken Daly... DailyKen.com, he has a website, he does a talk show, the American Freedom Party, it's syndicated on Liberty News Radio just after the James Edwards program every Saturday evening, the American Freedom Party News Hour by Ken Givenan, but DailyKen.com, the website, and Ken was listening to the broadcast yesterday, Kurt, and he heard our big discussion about Joe Biden, and he wanted to toss in a little comment. He says this, we forget it was Uncle Joe Biden that bullied Clarence Thomas back in the day for messing with Anita Hill, Kurt. Remember that back in the day? Clarence Thomas took a beating by everybody over Anita Hill and all that kind of stuff. Well, Joe was one of the big critics of Clarence, Kurt.
I didn't remember that.
Well, yeah. You're just like me, Kurt. We can't remember everything. There's so many scandals. How do you keep them all straight, buddy? I'm just saying, I didn't think of it either, but now that he mentions it, he's right. It's hard to keep all the scandals straight, but while Joe Biden's out touching everybody's daughter and wife and everything else, we talk about copycat scenarios, right, Kurt, in the news? We talk about, when somebody goes ballistic cops kill people, then there's copycat cops killing people. When there's people killing cops, if you report too much and focus too much about it, there's copycat that. There's copycat serial killers, copycat racists, copycat rapists, copycat everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they came out with the film 50 Shades of Grey, Kurt. It's already grossed well over $130 million. Women have been dragging their men to this thing to see it, and, oh, man, it's supposedly a wonderful thing. And What it really is, in my opinion, is an expose and perversion, Kurt. I don't know how much you know about it, but they say there's 20 minutes straight of sex scenes throughout the movie. And it's all kinds of perverted details. Where people tie people up. It's very dominant. Male, you know, make submissive female, tie them up, spank them, do all kinds of abuse to them, etc. All in the name of, sex. Well, Kurt, I think we got a copycat scenario going on. I'll tell you about it in seconds. This is horrible. But what do you expect, Kurt? We got Joe Biden and Bill Clinton leading the pack, huh? The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
And this half hour is brought to you in part by TetonSports.com. When you want indoor comfort outdoors when you're camping, do it right with Teton Sports products. So we got a copycat scenario going on here, Kurt. The 50 Shades of Grey film came out. Gross is over $130 million. And they're still making money. Girlfriends and girls.
Gross is a good phrase for this.
I hear that. And wives are dragging their significant others to this film left and right. The guys are rolling their eyes and going. Anyway, but here's the problem that I have with it, Kurt. Again, it's a very abusive sex film, and it really demeans women. It promotes men as dominant, basically a professor and a little girl get involved, and then they go on these kinky slash perverted sexcapade kind of scenarios the whole movie long, basically. And they try all kinds of perverted sex details, which I won't even go into. Nevertheless, There's copycat stuff going on now, Kurt. Okay? And I guess prosecutors say that a UIC student, I guess that's in Chicago, right? UIC, Kurt? University, Illinois, something, I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I guess this guy, a student, was charged with assault. And the cops said he claimed he was just reenacting 50 Shades of Grey, Kurt. Come on. I mean, you know, women love it, Kurt. And so what happened is, I guess what happened, he was intimate with this girl. They weren't dating now, but they were intimate, which, again, problem number one, right? Anyway, she came to his dorm room for some reason to talk to him about something or give him something or do something. And, well, he let her in. As soon as she got in the house, locked the door. He asked her to take off her clothes. She complied, except for a couple of things. Again, I don't want to go into the details. Then, before you know it, he ties her up, and he does all these things. She begs him to stop. She cries. She shakes her head. She does all these things, and he assaults her, and then somehow she gets let go, and eventually she tells her friends and then tells the cops, and this guy gets arrested, and he says, I'm just enacting or reenacting 50 Shades of Grey. I mean, come on, Kurt. And now here's the problem. I don't know if she's telling the truth. I don't know if she agreed and then it got a little too rough for her, so she, whatever. I don't know if she was innocently pulled into this, but she was involved with him intimately before. She then goes to his apartment alone or his, you know, house alone. She then goes in the house and takes off her clothes willingly. And then, okay, I don't even want to go into the details, except to say this, Kurt. We're creating this culture with our constant coverage of details that ought not even be discussed in a public forum. And we get Joe Biden touching everybody and doing all this stuff. You get Bill Clinton, from Bill Clinton to Bill Cosby, all involved in rape and sex and whatever scandals. We on one hand say rape is so horrible in the military, we've got to get a handle on this, but then we find out the government's buying Viagra to the tune of $500,000 on Viagra to promote sex for the troops. Kurt, I don't know what to do, but we're creating this crisis. And I submit to you that as long as we continue to now, it's okay to talk about sex in the appropriate relationships of husband and wife marriage, as long as you do it tastefully and appropriately. It's okay to discuss, for example, what we're discussing, that we've got a moral problem in America, and then pointing out the correct solutions. But most of these discussions, Kurt, are nothing but trouble. And now they're creating copycat scenarios. They're creating, you know, the leaders of America are involved in this to where it's nothing now. It's almost like a badge of honor. And we've got a real crisis in America, Kurt. And the sad part is, I submit to you that it's going to get much, much, much worse. But with this 50 Shades of Grey film, where are all the women saying, you know what, this film is inappropriate. There shouldn't be this domination by a male in this submissive relationship between a teacher and a student or whatever, a professor and this girl. There shouldn't be this domination and this abuse and tying up. This is unacceptable. Where are the women's rights people? Where are the feminists standing up and saying this is crazy? Rather than complaining, Kurt, they're dragging their boyfriends and their significant others to these films. It's grossed $130 million, and now we're starting to see copycat instances. And the guy was shocked when he got hauled out of court and thrown in the clink. He's like, man, I thought women just love this stuff. I mean, it's everywhere in our society. He just felt like... Now, I'm not justifying his position, folks. Now they say, I don't see how this guy could take a movie seriously. He was in college and he was supposed to be intelligent, Kurt. How could he ever take this movie kind of to the next level and think that it would be acceptable behavior? On one hand, you think, how could he? On the other hand, you think, if we continue in this mode in society, how could he not, Kurt? I mean, the biggest leaders in America are being rewarded for that kind of behavior, right? I mean, look at Bill Clinton.
What's your correct?
Look at Joe Biden. I mean, is there any repercussions for him whispering in wives' ears and putting his hands all over him and such? There's no repercussions. There's no accountability anywhere. So I submit to you that as America continues to embrace this immorality, Kurt, we're going to have real trouble. This 50 Shades of Grey, I don't even want to go into more detail. The book and the movie, just, it's, wow, it's everywhere. And women are the leaders. I mean, women are just pulling their boyfriends to it. And, you know, there's articles and headlines saying the boyfriends are just like, whatever. But then they go. Then when they get home, they're just like, hey, honey, should we step it up a little bit in the bedroom? And now these, I guess there's all kinds of, you know how like a Disney character's curtain and they get this big old economy behind it? You know, you can get Disney hats and Mickey Mouse t-shirts and whatever, right? Mickey Mouse ears. Okay, now there's all kinds of 50 Shades of Grey. I don't know what you call it. Economy, paraphernalia, sex toys, whatever. There's a huge dollar amount. So I don't even know the amount when you start to put that into the mix. But we are changing as a culture. And it's not a good change, Kurt. And I summarize by, or, you know, conclude this discussion on this by saying, you know what? I fear for where we're going. You know what? We need to realize that sex is a wonderful thing when it's in the bounds that God has set, Kurt. And I'm telling you, if we let this fire get out of the fireplace, we are societally in trouble. The fundamental unit of society, the family, is in trouble. And when we violate God's laws, we're in trouble. The Republicans aren't doing much better, Kurt. They're in trouble on every front, too. Remember, I told you they've failed us and done nothing. It's worse than that now, Kurt. Now the headline from Drudge Report says this. Senate Republicans wave white flag on amnesty. They've already given up, Kurt. Barack beat them on amnesty. Got that? They're not going to pass legislation.
Yeah, it's, you know, that big hotshot leader there in the Senate, Mr. McConnell, who, man, I mean, if he, I don't even think he could win a game of checkers, you know, I mean, he just.
Well, unless his goal is to do what he's doing, then he won too. Him and Obama won, buddy. They're just on the same side of the board, that's all.
That's a great point.
I'm not trying to be rude, I'm just saying, look, he hasn't fought Obama hard at all. So not only did they wave the white flag on amnesty, Kurt, and they failed on that. But they're failing again. Headline says GOP concedes fight to Obama on internet rule. Now they're going to turn the internet into a government-controlled utility, Kurt, making the cost of the internet go up and putting the FCC in charge of the internet. Now the Republicans say we can't stop Barack on the internet either. What do you think of that?
Man, I really...
I mean, it's hard to know how to respond because you think, are you serious?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But listen to this. The GOP concedes to Obama on internet rule fight. They say the discussion, the fight with Barack Obama over the internet service and the regulation thereof is over. With the president and his army of activists victorious, the Federal Communications Commission is expected on Thursday, that's tomorrow, to approve regulating the internet service like a public utility, prohibiting companies from paying for faster lanes. And they say the two Democratic commissioners are discussing and battling over details, but they are expected to side with the Democratic chairman against the two Republican commissioners. Republicans on Capitol Hill who once criticized the plan, well, they called it Obama for the internet. I guess they're unable to pass legislation that will stop or undo the biggest policy shift since the internet became a reality. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so Senator John Thune, he says we're not going to get a bill passed without bipartisan support. Looks like the battle over the internet is over. Barack wins. The commissioners, three Democrats going against two Republicans, and the House and Senate say they can't do anything. They can't pass a bill. They say, don't worry, the rules are likely to be tied up in a protracted court battle between the internet companies that don't want net neutrality and the government. Now, I find this interesting. They say it could be overturned in the future, Kurt, if we just got a Republican commission. In other words, if we just had another guy, Kurt. They say, but for now, Congress's hands appear to be tied. Yeah. There you have it, Kurt. The Republicans fail, even on net neutrality, with their supermajority, greater majority than we've had in our whole lifetimes. They've failed. Now, they're calling this net neutrality basically a Barack care for the internet. In other words, a complete government takeover of the internet. Republicans let it happen on their watch and claim they can't do anything about it. Now, Kurt, they could defund it in about 5 seconds, but no, they're not even discussing it. Senate Republicans wave white flag on amnesty. GOP concedes fight to Obama on internet rule. And now Barack vetoes Keystone Pipeline measure. Kurt, I don't see the Republicans are winning anything. They're just losing. They couldn't fold faster on every issue. This Republican mandate is an absolute rout of failure. It's not only a disgrace, Kurt, but they're doubling down and virtually backing Barack's policies and then adding to that a hawkish war mentality that we haven't seen in years. Kurt, America's in serious trouble. The Republicans, even though they have a majority in the House and the Senate, a greater majority than they've had in our whole lifetimes, they're still an absolute failure. They're not even moving forward with anything that we see of value, Kurt, that I can find. Nothing. Now, you might find a little tidbit here or there and trumpet it, but look, by and large, we're losing so many key battles. The takeover under Barack of healthcare, the takeover of the internet, Common Core created by more Republican governors than Democratic governors. We've got serious, serious problems. Any thoughts, Kurt?
Well, you mentioned, at least in my opinion, the, I guess you could say the nuclear option. And that is simply, hey, they not fund the FCC. I mean, that's where the money starts.
They could just shut down the whole FCC and say, you want to play that game, my friends? You're gone.
I mean, it's an easy thing. It's part of the American system. Some folks say, well, yeah, that's out of control or whatever. Well, here's what, the American system is supposed to be. A little bit of power in each thing. And when you have these
agencies
like...
Hold on, when you say each thing,
like,
each branch of government.
Well, yeah, that's right. And when you have these agencies that basically combine all three powers of the Constitution, the legislative, executive, and judicial, and they are not, they're basically unconstitutional. And that's why, in most cases, we're in the fix we're in. Those shouldn't even exist as they are, and they shouldn't be writing laws, making laws. They shouldn't be enforcing them. They shouldn't be, doing that kind of stuff simply because it's against our Constitution.
You got that right, but there's not a single Republican that I hear speaking out about that, Kurt.
I haven't heard it either.
Nah, they're not talking about it. They're done. Now, Barack vetoes Keystone Pipeline measure. Okay, so the House and Senate passed it. They can say they look good, but Barack vetoed it. They don't have a veto-proof majority, so Barack wins again, Kurt. The real answer is to impeach this thug for his violation of the laws of the land, Kurt.
Well,
the real answer is to defund and impeach. You defund a lot of these unconstitutional government programs. You just simply say, stop, we're not funding it. And by the way, we're moving forward with impeachment proceedings. Okay? But they're not doing any of it.
Instead of being always on the defensive, a good offense is what they need to be doing, where they, basically move freedom forward. But, it just seems like it's constantly, They did this to us. They did that to us. And nothing ever gets done pushing forward with freedom and liberty. But as you pointed out, Sam, earlier, it all depends on, you got this idea that you really have two sides of the coin. You really have pretty much one coin, one side going on. The insiders.
As far as I can see, that's
what I like to call the king men. Are in charge, the free men are, out of there.
Well, Sheldon Adelson, Dateline, going back to Vegas, I guess. He's a financial tycoon, been around for a long time, been heavily involved in politics, but I thought he was kind of a libertarian kind of guy, but no, Kurt.
I know. When I saw this, I thought, doggone, I really didn't think that would happen. But anyway, I guess he says that he's going to bankroll, and he can do it, bankroll an effort to stop Rand Paul. I guess they call him a hawkish mega donor, and I guess he's determined to keep the Kentucky senator from securing the GOP nomination. Man, I'll tell you what, when you see what's going on in the media, you see the things against, for example, the governor of Wisconsin, what's his name,
Scott Walker,
and then you see the things against Rand Paul. You don't see much against Mr. Jeb Bush, do you? It's basically the insiders, the big boys with the big money. They've picked their ones, the Jeb Bush, the Hillary Clinton. That's what we're going to be
now. Sheldon Adelson, as far as I understand, several years ago had backed a lot of conservative libertarian style candidates, et cetera, et cetera. And I think what happens is when those candidates don't have a chance to win, let me say that again. When those candidates do not have a chance to win, he wants to kind of back and bankroll them because then he can kind of act like he's one of those libertarian, not for the inside establishment kind of stuff. When somebody really might actually bust out and win, then it's time to oppose them, Kurt. Because I'm telling you, back in the day, Adelson funded a lot of libertarian kind of candidates, Kurt, and now he's against Rand Paul. It just goes to show you that, hey, if they know they can't win, then they're all too willing to try to take a credit for a lot of that kind of, hey, man, we're helping out the outsiders. We're really changing government. We're doing. But when push comes to shove, the headline stands on its own. Sheldon Adelson signals
good
he will
point.
Bankroll effort to stop Rand Paul. There you go.
I guess the info came from a New York Times analysis of what they call the GOP's internal divisions over foreign policy heading into the next year's campaign. I guess they say, this rise of the Islamic State militant group has reinvigorated interventionists like Senator Lindsey Graham, Marco Rubio, both of whom would make national security and global affairs central themes of their presidential campaigns, where they say, meanwhile, Paul is coming under withering intra-party criticism due to his general reluctance to support military force and his backing for the Obama administration's positions on the Iranian nuclear negotiations and the diplomatic rapprochement with Cuba. This is according to the dailypaul.com. They say, while it remains to be seen how Paul's all but certain campaign will perform, Adelson is telling associates that he'll bankroll an effort to thwart the senator should he come within reach of securing the party's nod. It's just tough to figure out, isn't it, Mr. Adelson? I guess some folks.
Now, Ron Paul has been attacking Sheldon Adelson for quite some time over all kinds of issues, Kurt. For cronyism, for internet gambling, for all kinds of stuff. And so maybe this is a little bit of payback, Kurt.
Good point. Good point, Sam. Yeah.
They say, Sheldon Adelson, stop using your congressional clout. Anyway, it's just amazing. What do you think, Kurt? Where's this going to go? When you get people like that aligning with big bucks against a Rand Paul, the likelihood of him being successful is even much, much, much reduced. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, you basically got to have a Mickey Cantor kind of thing where the people rise up and support their candidate.
Yep. There you have it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, quick pause. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use on your radio.
What's so special about the Get Prepared Expo? Imagine having the opportunity to learn from some of the best preparedness and survival instructors available today. The faculty of USAPrepares.com. Imagine meeting your radio instructors all in one place. The last weekend in March. Imagine having lunch or dinner at a table with your instructors. And the cost? $10.80. Imagine having your favorite instructors autographing and personalizing your new books. Imagine buying Berkey water filters at deep discounts, the lowest price in the country. Imagine buying freeze-dried long-term storage food at the lowest price in the country. You don't have to imagine. This is real. It's at the Get Prepared Expo, the biggest and best preparedness expo there is, March 27, 28, and 29 in Lebanon, Missouri. One-day tickets are $8 on the website, GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. So Sheldon Adelson, big, big money guy, he signals that he will bankroll the stop to Rand Paul. He could do it, Kurt. Do you think Newt Gingrich is going to run again, Kurt? Newt's been around for a long time and he's hanging around again. You think he'll toss his hat in the ring, Kurt?
I sure hope not.
The next headline says Sheldon.
I found interesting.
The next headline says Sheldon Adelson could give $1 billion to Newt Gingrich and not even blink, Kurt.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to me that I guess Adelson's wife is Israeli, according to Forbes.com. I guess his young sons carry Israeli passports. So maybe what he's basically saying is that, you know, you, if you're not willing to, you know, go to war to defend Israel or whatever.
Oh, I see.
You know, then I'm going to take you out.
Yeah, that could be. Know. All I know is I find it very interesting, though. But everybody's attacking Rand Paul right now, Kurt, from Sheldon Adelson, even Janet Yellen. Has some, what, advice to Rand Paul, Kurt?
Yeah, she's yelling about it. You know, when you look at one thing called her the Fed Mama.
That's
anyway,
a scary title.
she's just, I don't know. She, you know, she's basically saying, hey, we don't need any, you know, any auditing. Rand, I mean, we've got it covered here. Not to worry, you know, just go and worry about something else. But she's giving Rand Paul some advice. She said, hey, man, you know, if the Fed had oversight like you want, it would be all politicized. And I'm kind of thinking, wait a minute, so you're telling me there's no politics going on at the Federal Reserve?
Of course
anyway,
not, Kurt. Except for guys like you that want to audit it. You're just trying to make it all political. That's your deal.
That's political. Yeah. Anyway, I guess, you know, they say she was vague, according to BloombergView.com, boys. They say she succeeded in her attempt to be vague about Fed policy. Well, there's, you know, that's part of that whole transparency thing. On one issue, however, they say she was unequivocal. And correct, this author says.
Correct, unequivocal, unequivocal vagueness, Kurt.
Yeah, it says a congressional audit of the Fed's interest rate decisions is a very bad idea. Yeah, she said the Fed is already extensively audited, and Senator Rand Paul's bill to audit it even more would politicize monetary policy. I guess they... She said, were such congressional micromanagement possible in the 70s, she pointed out that former Fed Chairman Paul Volcker would probably not have been able to defeat inflation, yeah, because inflation doesn't exist anymore, by pushing up interest rates to double digits and forcing the economy into a recession. See, you know, thank goodness for somebody like the Fed chairman to force the economy into a recession and push up the interest rates. I mean,
well, they'd have to do that if you want to get transparency, Kurt. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
But isn't this just the standard battle between those who want to out the Fed and those who don't, though? Is there anything really new here?
Yeah.
It's just the same old rehashed, warmed-over stew, right?
Well, at least to me, I hadn't heard a Fed chairman argue that, without you guys, we would have never been able to push up the interest rates to the double digits and force the economy into a recession to save you all from
yourselves.
What? Inflation.
Yeah.
And, it's like they've saved us from inflation. Let's see, there's no inflation now. The article from Bloomberg goes on to say, undermining the central bank's political independence, because the president and, the politics of the Fed, I mean, they're always neutral, of course, they say would ultimately harm the economy. Talk about harming
the
economy.
Well, they are neutral, though, Kurt. Both sides, both parties, insiders love the Fed, and they all back the manipulated policy of a dishonest money system, Kurt. It's pretty,
you're exactly right.
You're even-handed.
The king men are all there. Studies show that independent, they say, central bankers are better stewards of their economies than are politically appointed finance chiefs. Yeah, I mean, you certainly need good central bankers. They say the reason is simple. Politicians often favor easy money policies that promote short-term growth and boost their reelection chances, even if they bring on inflation later.
Especially those ones that want to return to gold and silver. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson.
Ron Paul, those guys, yeah.
You certainly wouldn't want that. Anyway, bottom line is she's got some counsel for Rand Paul. She says,
let me point out the good news here, Kurt.
All right.
The good news is the fact that Janet Yellen is yelling about Rand Paul tells me that he's getting attention. And if he's getting attention, catching flack, whatever term you want to use, hey, man, he's got to be doing something
That's exactly right. That's exactly
right.
And
you want to add to that, Kurt?
Well, she... In this article says, that they say she could also institutionalize what she now does voluntarily. They say brief lawmakers before her semiannual testimony to better prepare them. But she might start with Paul, we're talking about Rand Paul, who appears, the article says, to suffer from both misunderstandings, in parentheses it says, confusing assets for liabilities on the Fed's balance sheet, and misapprehensions, in parentheses it says, worrying about inflation, which has undershot the Fed's 2% target rate for 3 years now. And I would add, it all depends on what numbers you look at.
It depends on how you define inflation. Yeah, everything for me's gone up, Kurt, but none of that counts, right?
Well, they take food out of it. They take all these different things, and then
what
they
about used cars too? Since they had the demolish the cars program, just demolish all cars. Now I can't even hardly buy a used car; they're so expensive, Kurt.
This piece says, sadly, he's not alone. In other words, Rand Paul's not alone. His bill, they say, which will be the subject of the Senate Banking Committee hearing next week, has 30 co-sponsors, and a version of it has already been adopted by the House. Yeah, a bunch of crazies up there. The bill would subject the Fed's balance sheet and monetary policy deliberations to congressional audits. Now, I'm not telling you that means, hey, all is well in the the world of politics and the Federal Reserve, but it sure is a long move from what we've had in the past.
Well, it's a step in the right direction, Kurt.
Yeah. They say...
And you might even say a pretty big step. Let's give credit where credit's due.
Well, yeah, it's huge, especially when you see how they're saying, leave me alone. You can tell that means, it's a good move.
The other thing that I don't like is how they mischaracterize Rand. He doesn't understand what are assets and liabilities. I mean, the guy doesn't even get, like, accounting 101, It's just amazing how they try to, pull that out. And my response is, I'd like to debate in a fiat money system what an asset and a liability is, Kurt. Because if you have an asset that's based on false money, How do you determine the value of that asset, Kurt? And so that's, there's very, very serious questions that come up when you talk about assets and liabilities in a fiat money system. Because I'm not sure that you can tell which is which. And so is it really that he's confused, or is it really that we just disagree on what an asset or a liability is? In a fiat money system, Kurt, virtually everything becomes a liability. There are no assets in a fake money system.
Yeah, I mean, you start out with a note, which is a promise to pay, and then you go from there. You know, one thing I'm
Well, it's really a promise to never pay in a fiat money system, though.
That's
even though
right.
It lies and says it's a promise to pay, it can never be paid, because the second you pay it all off, Kurt, the system calls a halt to the con game. So
that's right.
We're playing games with that even very term.
Yeah, that's right. Good point.
That's why it's very hard to term assets in a debt-based fiat economy, where you don't know the value of anything because everything is contrived, everything is manipulated based on that false, deceptive promise.
And I was thinking about this the other day when, I bought a few nice silver dollars, right? You know, these are basically minted by our government, and you can get them for, somewhere around $20 right now. So you trade that $20 of paper for a nice silver dollar, and they're beautiful, and little by little, even though they've kind of viewed these as a collector's item, the more you get out there in society, the more we have what you'd almost call competing money, Sam, simply because more and more folks get silver, they get gold.
I'm telling you right now, this has domestic threat written all over it, Kurt.
Good point.
Believing in those beautiful coins with intrinsic value.
Yeah,
come on.
If you need some help getting them and you've never done it, let us know. We'll be glad to help you. And, then you can get a few in your hands and you can show somebody a nice 2015 silver dollar.
Liked John Huntsman Jr., Kurt, but John Huntsman Sr. I used to have a lot of respect for, but now I don't. John Huntsman Sr. is supporting an effort to kick Mike Lee out of the Senate. The headline, Huntsman versus Lee.
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Kingman.
Hour one in the can, two coming up. You want to turn your phone into radio? It's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. Along with the grace of the Almighty, we can restore America. You're going to help. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.